Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How much do you think you know about cryptocurrency? How much do you think you know about Bitcoin and Doge and all the different ones that are out there? And there are a ton of them out there. And most of them aren't worth nearly what they were a short time ago. And Laura Adams is joining us right now. She is a financial reporter. She is a business reporter, and she also covers cryptocurrency a lot. And she works with the Digital Asset Advocacy Group right now. And she is kind enough to join us on the Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Laura, it's good to have you on the program again. How you been?
I'm great. It's good to be with you.
When we say that there are a lot of different forms of cryptocurrency, give us your best guess as to how many different ones are out there right now.
Yeah, there are almost 20,000 different coins. Each one is a little different. They all represent different projects. In addition to actual cryptocurrencies, there are other products out there in the crypto space, like crypto loans. A lot of people don't know that you can actually get a loan on your crypto. And there's also, you can also lend out your crypto to earn passive income on it. So there's a lot of different financial products, and it's really important that consumers understand what they are and understand the risks involved.
So give us an idea. Is it like stock or bonds in that when you buy something, you may have a certificate that says you have 10 shares of IBM, or that you have this bond with this particular maturation date on it? Does crypto do things like that, or is it so different that that doesn't even exist there?
It really is very different. You know, when you own a coin, you own something that is what's called fungible. It can be exchanged for somebody else's coin. And you've also probably heard of non-fungible tokens as well. Those mean that they are unique. But the coins can be traded, and a lot of people really think of them as a store of value. They're not using them to actually go out and buy coffee or pay your rent with them. They're thinking about them mainly as a store of value and hoping that there will be price appreciation. As with all new financial products, there are definitely benefits, but there are definitely risks. And so with the Digital Asset Advocacy Group, we're a not-for-profit organization promoting safe and regulated digital currency lending, depository, and other financial practices. So we're all about making sure that consumers have the education that they need to get involved with crypto, but also be protected in the space.
Is it safe to say, though, Laura, that some people don't want that regulation, and that's what attracted them to the crypto space to begin with? I mean, am I wrong there?
Yeah, it's definitely true. There are some people that really just want the government out of it completely.
Yeah.
But there are actually many protections that are in place right now for consumers. If there's a bad actor in the space, we want to make sure that the regulators know about it. And
right.
So if you have had a situation where you've been hurt by cryptocurrency, you've taken out a loan and, you've had a bad experience, we are encouraging people to share your experience. That's really the best way to make sure that other people stay safe as well. And you can do that in various ways. You could contact your state attorney general office or the regulatory agency. You can also visit digitalassetadvocacy.org to review, put in a review of what happened to you. So there are protections in place, but there are a lot of people who, want more protection, really want to see the stable coins in particular regulated. And, I'm not saying whether that's a good or bad thing, but we definitely want consumers to share any bad experiences that they may have so that we can, we can put that on the radar and make sure that's being addressed.
Laura Adams joining us talking about cryptocurrency. And I think, we've got to address the elephant in the room. When you look at the market valuation and what has happened to crypto, people are saying at this point, we're right near $1 trillion in lost value in 30 days, 40 days. I mean, this has come crashing down. And at the same time, Laura, in 2015, 1% of Americans own crypto. Now that number was closer to 16%. So more are exposed to it, and it has just tumbled to the bottom. Does that mean this is the right time to get in? Does this mean, hey, wait a second, we're not done yet? What does the market valuation crash mean for crypto?
Yeah, volatility is just inherent in crypto. And I think what it means is that consumers do need to be extra vigilant, rather. You can't control that volatility, but you can control who you do business with. You know, you can control what you're buying and whether you're taking out crypto loans or not. So it, you know, for some people with the values going down, they may see it as a great opportunity. And for others, it may be quite scary. I think the bottom line is that crypto is not going away. As you mentioned, you know, about 40, maybe even 50 million Americans have already purchased crypto. So, you know, it's something that we need to understand, that it's just like any other financial product. There are going to be pros and cons, benefits and risks. And the bottom line is that consumers need to be educated before they get in. They need to really do their research and homework and understand what they're buying, what they're getting into.
So is this kind of, are you kind of rolling the dice with crypto like you would if you went to the casino? Meaning that are the odds stacked against you because of the volatility? Or do you sort of look at this and say, okay, I need to make sure that I learn an awful lot about this before I dip a toe in the water?
Yeah, it's definitely a situation where you need to understand what the coin is. Typically, there's a project behind them. You know, there's a history there. There are founders. There are people there that you need to make sure that you trust, you understand what they're doing, and that you are educated about it. So, you know, this is something we want consumers to understand. What are the terms and the conditions maybe of a loan that you're taking out, or what's, you know, the project behind the coin that you're buying? And I think because crypto is so volatile, it's even more important for consumers to, you know, be on the lookout for anything that any company that might be trying to mistreat consumers or taking advantage of them. So, you know, whether that's a company that's suspending their customer service or suspending services, you know, this is important. Consumers need to make sure they're buying into a company or using companies and coins that they trust. And so I would encourage folks to, you know, do your homework. Go to places like the Better Business Bureau. Go to Trustpilot. Really check out what you are buying first. And I think, you know, if you feel confident at that point, then yes, maybe it's a good idea. But if you're simply buying, kind of you're blindly buying something without knowing more about it, you could be in for some trouble.
You could be just rolling the dice. Laura, you have given us a lot to think about, and thank you very much for giving us some assets in terms of places to look as well. Digital Asset Advocacy Group is where you'll find her. Laura Adams, again, she covers a lot of things having to do with money and cryptocurrency and business, and kind enough to be back with us on the Rick Dayton Show today. Laura, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Always appreciate having her here. Laura giving us great advice today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.